I'm Neil Tudlam from St. Louis County Department of Public Health, and I'm going to talk to you today about naloxone use surveillance that we're trying to set up in St. Louis County through the help of CSTE. And I should preface by saying that this project was supposed to start in November last year, but because of a few delays here and there, we actually just signed the contract and everything last week with the CSTE, and so we're getting the project off and running in the next week or so. I'll present some numbers that we got from our police department that is going to be part of the surveillance system that we're trying to set up. As everyone knows, so the United States has been experiencing this epidemic of overdose deaths in recent years, and drug poisoning deaths involving heroin in particular have gone up by about 55% from 2000 to 2010. And we all know in this room that the magnitude of this problem tends to be, you know, it's not similarly distributed across the country, like the parts of the country like Appalachia and maybe the Midwestern part of the country that have been severely affected by this problem. In our own jurisdiction of St. Louis County, we've seen our death rates from heroin-related deaths going up from 7.9 per 100,000 population to about 12.2 per 100,000 population between 2010 and 2014. And actually, our death rates were almost four times the national rate in 2014. So this is a serious problem in our jurisdiction. This graph here just shows you our numbers relative to the national numbers and compared to the Midwestern rate, which is just for 1 year, 2013. And as you can see here, we're way above the national average and the regional average as well. This map here shows you by zip code our death rates of heroin deaths involving heroin in our region, in our county. And as you can see, they tend to cluster in the northern portion of the county and some parts of the southern part of St. Louis County. So for this pilot project, we wanted to set up a surveillance system using emergency responder, first responders. So basically, we wanted to set up small coalitions based on geographic regions. Our county is divided into five geographic regions, so the west, north part of the region. So we wanted to set up these small coalitions so that EMTs, firefighters, and all that can have actually a standardized data collection mechanism where, you know, we can provide them a link that they can download on their phone so that if they respond to an overdose, they administer naloxone, they can fill it out on the scene, and that data would be captured automatically in a centralized location, and then we'll be able to track, you know, who is administering naloxone and who is not administering. And so this is what we, this is the plan for our, for this pilot project. The St. Louis County Department of Public Health, this beginning in March last year, provided our St. Louis County Police Department with naloxone so that they can carry naloxone and administer it to anybody who overdoses. So since last year, as you can see here, they administered 61 doses to 54 different individuals. Unfortunately, five of these individuals weren't revived, and one person had to get naloxone on three different occasions. And this is said to be a problem that is common. Some people get, you know, revived multiple times, not just once. This is just a map of where the naloxone has been administered in St. Louis County. So as you can see, this is the data we got from our police department. They tend to cluster again in the northern portion of the country, but I should warn you that this is, so St. Louis County is a very fragmented county where we have 90 different municipalities, 61 different police departments, and so this may be just a reflection of where the county police patrols and administers these naloxone. And in conclusion, so as you can see, at least for these numbers that we got from the county, they tend to cluster in the same areas where we have higher death rates. But, you know, once we get everybody on board, hopefully we can have a better picture of what's going on in our county. Thank you.